Former Senate Majority Leader Chuck Kwala predicted the recalls will result in a Democratic majority in the state Senate and the likely defeat of Governor Scott Walker. He says Walker's success or failure depends on how voters react to the strategy and the independent campaign spending he predicts the GOP will use.
Whoever the Democratic nominee is, the Republicans will try to make that person unacceptable as an alternative to Scott Walker. That will be their strategy to win, and that will be what the independent expenditures will be about. The question is whether people will realize that that is what's going on and recognize that they should direct their attention to what has Scott Walker done.
And what he's done, according to Kwala, is drowned out moderates in his party and pushed through a radical conservative agenda that threatens the livelihoods of middle-class citizens. Not surprisingly, Republican Ted Kanivas, who spent a decade in the Senate, sees it differently.
It's going to be like a campaign just like any other. Half of the campaign is going to be about what you've done and how you're trying to, you know, project forward your administration into the next 2 years, 4 years, whatever it is. And then half of it's going to be about reflecting on the other person. All candidates do that.
Neither Kanivas nor Kwala would comment on the ongoing John Doe investigations into wrongdoing by Milwaukee County staffers who served under Scott Walker when he was county executive. Although Kwala did say it was a wise thing for Walker to agree to discuss it with the Milwaukee County DA, Kwala served 9 months in jail for his part in a similar political scandal 10 years ago. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.